gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you very much. Welcome. Welcome, viewers. Now, welcome, viewers. Welcome to the Queen Elizabeth Medical Center here in Nottingham. And we have been waiting for you. Yes, makes a change, isn't it? National Health Service waiting for the public. All satire. Think of all satire. Anyway, you all seem fit and well, I must say. You all seem fit and well. And, well, you have to be very careful because it's amazing. You can pick up all sorts of things in hospitals, can't you? All sorts of things you can pick up. You ask the junior doctors. I mean, let's face it. They're always being called upon. They're always being chased. The junior doctors are always on the bleep. Naughty little bleepers, they are. Yes. Anyway, I must calm down. We're turning this... No, I'm turning this into a place of amusement. And I... No. But I don't know. Myself, I feel... I'm all right, but... I'm a bit poorly myself, really. Thank you. That's right. Get your R's out. I mean, because no, I felt. Well, I mean, you know, I felt. I mean, I woke up this morning and I sort of felt funny. And what do you mean about time? No, I felt pale and wan. You know, yeah. I felt pale and sort of wan. And have you ever felt wan? You dare, go on, you dare answer. Well, I felt, and I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, dear God, Francis, you're looking nearly 40. I really felt... They can be so hurtful, that lot. They can be so mocking Francis. I know exactly what to say to hurt me. No, but I tell you, it's a funny thing. See, I happen to be here at all because, what's the day, Russell? Wednesday. Well, last Saturday, I was laying in bed mending a puncture. And, what? No, in a puncture, well, no, odd? What do you mean odd? No. Thing is, you know, in these water beds, they're very good for the back, you know. This water bed I've got, I've had mine specially made. All you have to do, you have to put your feet, your ankles, through the leather straps at the bottom of the bed, you see? Through the top straps on the bedpost, you see? And you lay there, look up at yourself in the mirror on the ceiling. And, no, it's very restful. And I mean, some of these chains, the iron chains pinch a bit. But, what do you mean, kinky? What's kinky? Not kinky at all. Listen, this is an orthopedic bed. I got this on prescription. Look, he doesn't understand. You see, the whole thing is supposed to be a joke, this, you know. This is what we call a comedy routine. I mean, I don't really do it. Not since... I don't really do it. Not since that accident with the kipper. And I'll tell you... How dare you goad me into a fury? What do you mean, mad? No, anyway, the phone rang, so I took off my leather mask and oh, no, don't. Look, you're making this a mockery. We have to answer the phone, you see, and this voice came through. Queen's here, Nottingham. I said, Queen's in Nottingham, really? He said, I want you to get up here post haste, get up here very early, he said, if you can. He said, I've got something I wish to bring out into the open. I said, excuse me, I said, is this an obscene phone call? He said, don't be so stupid, of course not, he said. I want you to get up here post haste, get up here early, he said. I'm the hospital administrator, he said, up here in Nottingham. And he said, I want you to help us out of a hole. I said, now, this is an obscene phone call, isn't it? So I got up here early. Do you know him at all? I got up here early. Did you know him at all? The hospital administrator. Have you seen him meandering around? Strange man. Most peculiar man. I mean, fancy offering me a cup of tea from a drip. Most peculiar. Now, I said, what can I do for you, sir? He said, no, what you can do for me. He said, it's what I don't want you to do. He said, he said, listen to this. He said, we don't want any old corny jokes about hospital routines. Corn, carry on matron, carry on nurse, carry on bedpans, all that silly old corny stuff. I said, when do I do corny gags? I wouldn't say anything to the harm the reputation of the National Health Service. Of course not. Of course I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't, because after all, well, from the day we're born, we owe our very lives to you. Listen, I remember, well, of course, it's many years ago now, many, many years ago. But no, I can see it now. I remember lying on this bed, naked, of course, screaming my head off, you see, and this nurse slapping my bottom, you see. Yes. Oh, what a party that was. I never forget, no. Wicked, wicked it was. Oh, no. Well, now, we come now, ladies and gentlemen, to a part of the festivities which I abhor. I am very, very whore, this. And that is what they call audience participation. Now, we have audience participation because, you see, the people who run this, the central TV, the yobbo who runs it. Well, you know what he said to me? He said, look, you must lay yourself bare before the public. Lay yourself open to the public, he said. Let them probe you. Be a friend of the people. I said, the way you're talking, I shall be an enema of the people. Yes. Anyway, so now question time. Any questions? Ladies and gentlemen, can you think of anything during this brief lull? Have you been able to think of any questions at all? Anybody? Oh, good. Sir, what is your name?
Andrew.
Where do you come from?
Malaya.
They have a marvellous bus service, don't they? I mean, Malaya. Well, now, is it going to be in English, this question, is it?
Yes, yes.
Right. What is the question?
Have you had much contact with medical profession?
Such as?
Well, doctors.
Doctors. Right, Andrew, I try not to have any contact before 11 o'clock. Because sometimes their fingers are bloody freezing, you know. I had a bit of laryngitis, you know, and it's very difficult when your voice, you know, when you have to talk for a living, you know, your throat depends on your speaking for your living. You understand what I mean, don't you? It's my throat. It wants cutting. Oh, you fools! You mad fools, you! You mad fools! Mocking Francis. No, I went to this doctor, so I thought to myself, I'll pop in, you know, and out, I pop in to see him. Well, I was there for 3 hours. It's the longest pop I've had for a long time, I'll tell you. They were queuing down along the passageway, and it was my turn. This is true. My turn to go in, you know, there was a doctor's room. It was just my turn to go in and get served, and this woman came, and they said, excuse me, could she get by? I said, why? She said, well, could she go and see the doctor? I said, what's wrong with her? They said, well, she's 72. I said, well, what's wrong with this? They said, well, you see, her legs are stuck together. So I said, a what? They said, her legs, you see, they're stuck together. I said, well, I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that? No, I said, well, let her go through. So she went by, she, this woman, you see, and she went in. I thought, poor old soul. It's hardly worth her while going home. I mean, look at her. She went inside this doctor's room, you see, so we all lowered our heads. And she, the door opened, she marched out. Let's walk straight by. Never so much as a may I, by your leave, kiss me, prescription, nothing. So I said to her, I went to the doctor, I said, excuse me. I said, what was wrong with that woman? He said, what woman? I said, the woman, no, her legs were stuck together. No, I saw her, the legs were stuck together. Oh, he said, nothing wrong with her, silly cow. She had two legs down one knicker. So, I mean, listen. There we are. Anybody else now, please? Any questions? Sir? What's your name, sir?
Tom.
Tom. And, well, What do you want to know? What, how can I help you?
People in your profession have facelifts and facelifts and that type of thing.
Wait a minute, go back. They have facelifts?
And that type of thing.
Yes.
Have you ever thought of having a facelift?
Do I look as if I had a facelift? If I had, I want my money back, I'll tell you that. Tomas! Oh, Tomas! No, the only place I could go for a facelift would be Lourdes. No, but you can do it. You can't, mind you, can on the National Health Service now, can't you? You can get them all. You know, the bags, and the eye. They all tell me I look like a weary camel, but I haven't done it. You get nose jobs these days, can't you? And transplants. And you can have a sex change.
Have you ever considered having a sex change?
Tom, is this a proposal? Listen, a sex change from what to what? That's the point. Don't answer that. I'll tell you something. Any sex will make a change. Anyone? Well, please yourselves. Oh, well. Since we're on the subject, well, you were, you brought on the subject of sex changes. Were you thinking of having a sex change yourself? Well, you asked me if I had. Have you? Oh, come on. Well, eh?
I can't afford it.
You can't afford it. Well, I tell you something, it's very expensive, I think. I got a chap that lives down our road. He went, honestly, this is absolutely true. it costs a fortune, though. He went over there to Amsterdam, you know, and you know, it cost him £2,000. £2,000. He came back without a sausage. What? No, it's very expensive. Anyway. Now, I will tell you a story about a sex change, about this chap, James, because James was this, the name of this butler. He was a butler to the Duchess, this Duchess, and she was rather. And then, pretty late at night, about 11:30, you see, 12 o'clock, and the limousine drew up. And so the Duchess, goodness, so she said, James, follow me. James, follow me upstairs to the bedroom. You understand? To my bedroom. So up they went to the bedroom. It was the Duchess and there was James following her, you see. So when they got in, she said, James, will you take my shoes off? Thank you. Now, James, will you take my stockings off? Thank you. Will you take my dress off? Thank you. And now, James, will you take my panties off? And never wear them again. Now, the moral of that story is this. With every man, there's a woman sort of trying to get out. And with every woman, there's a man... No, forget that moral. No, I'm cancelling it. Quick, before you get me... Yes, you're a godsend. What is your name, sir?
Duncan.
Duncan. Scotsman?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Where do you come from, then?
Reading.
Reading. Oh, I see. All right. Duncan, what are you going to ask me?
I wonder if you ever won an award for being funny.
exactly, Duncan, do you mean by that?
A comedy award?
Comedy award. Have I won a comedy? Look, let me tell you this. Ladies and gentlemen, I say not to you, to everybody. Everybody. What do they mean? Don't mean anything, really. It's what you do. They don't mean a thing, really. They're meaningless, honestly. I mean, who cares? Who cares?
Have you actually won one?
You know bloody well I have, and that's why you're... Anyway, that's awards. I shall win one one day, don't worry. Well, anybody else? Yes, sir. Let me pounce over here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, please.
Where? Is there more than one? Please? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Now, what is the... What's your name in the rate?
James.
James? Yes. Never worked for a duchess. No, never mind. Listen. What do you do?
I'm a medical student.
Yeah, but studying. It's easy to say. What are you studying?
I'm doing psychiatry at the moment.
Psychiatry? What is the question then? Yes. They're supposed to laugh, James, not you now. What is the question?
Have you got a history of mental illness?
Have I got a what?
A history of mental illness.
Yes. I borrow one from the library. Do you want to borrow it? It's got a tome, it's a book. He tried to goad me then, didn't you? You're trying to psych. Yes, you were a psychiatric probe. You were just you're trying to drive me into paranoia. You were paranoia. Yes. Ah. You try and doze off. You try and doze off. Nobody goes to sleep while I'm on paranoia. Yes. Yes, James. I don't care. That's what you're trying to do. Drive me into a paranoid state. Because I'm acting now, you see, because this is what I'm really like, James. Now tell me. Shut up! Where is he? Don't sculpt there, yes. James, do you suffer from paranoia? Do you know what it is? Do you suffer from paranoia?
No.
You sure? Well, I mean, you think of the people you know, your lecturers and, you know, the people you live with and around you. Do you feel that they, you know, have this feeling all the time that they despise you a bit and that they don't like you very much and that they, you know, they don't rate you at all, they're against you? Do you feel like that?
No.
Well, they say ignorance is bliss. That's the way. That's the way to get through life. Anybody else? Any more?
Please.
Yes. Oh. What's your name?
Joe,
what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Oh, a doctor. Ah, I see. Good. That's your posh. What are you?
I'm a senior registrar.
Always a registrar. Yes, sir. Would you be good enough to tell me your question, sir?
Please? Yes, I would. Do you get much of your comedy from observing people like Peter Sellers used to?
Peter Sellers is marvellous. Yes, yeah, observing people, not really. Well, I mean, am I going, nay, thrice, nay, oh no. You don't really need to observe anybody, because nobody else does it. You're not the man. No, I don't, May I ask, Joe, why you ask?
Well, as a doctor, I've learnt to tell a lot about people just from their body language.
Their body language? Ooh, no. This is interesting. You've been sitting there, agog with watching me. Well, tell me what my body tells you.
Well.
Go on, be honest.
I think you're overweight.
No, go on, be honest.
You're overweight.
Well, I try to keep in shape.
I'm afraid it's the wrong shape.
I'm Joe, Doctor. I'm told that I am perfect weight for my height.
You are never 8'4".
Is he your scriptwriter? there's a double act, this isn't it, Alan Bate? You'll know, show me up in public, Joe. I'll get me own back on you. I will. It's the last thing I do. Naughty, Joe. Naughty! No. Is it, no, you've goaded me. You know, you've sent me into paranoia now. You sent me like Joe. No, you've goaded me. Banded words. But I tell you, you can't always go by appearances. I knew, listen, I had some chap that went to see a doctor, and this is a true story. It's very sad. He was a patient, he went to see this doctor, and he was very shy, and he said to the doctor, he said, look, I don't really like to talk about this. I'm embarrassed. So the doctor said, look, don't be stupid, I hear everything. He said, you do as a doctor, nothing's going to shock me. Tell me, what is the truth? What is it? Well, this man said, the thing is, but every time I walk, my bottom whistles. Beg your pardon? He said, every time I walk, my bottom whistles. He said, I've never heard of that. He said, it's extraordinary. He said, would you mind showing me what happens? So now, I can't do it. I can't whistle. Can you whistle, Joe? Yeah.
Reasonably.
Would show it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. That's fine. So would you do the sound effects for me? So I can't do the whistle. All right, would you mind? All right. So this, I stepped out a bit. So this man said, the doctor said, this man, would you mind showing me exactly what happens when you walk? You see? Go. The doctor said, extraordinary. Doctor, I think extraordinary. Extraordinary, he said. Would you mind walking back again? I think I'm there now. So this doctor said, I've never seen anything like it. He said, I must tell the consultant, my consultant next door. He said, what about making an audio cassette of this? I'd like to get him to hear this. So he put this audio cassette on the thing and got it ready. So he said, right, would you mind walking again? Ready? Thank you. So this doctor said, well, now, wait a minute. I'm going next door. So he rushed him to his consultant, his old consultant. And he said, so he's on. Now, what do you make of this? Well, the consultant said, well, it sounds to me like some silly ass whistling. Game, set and match to me, Joseph. You walk right into that one, I'll give you out of shape. All right then, so let's make be friends, Joe. All right? So we have 50-50, all right? We'll meet again and we'll continue this bout. Oh, well, buy you a drink afterwards, all right? Let's hope you like chloroform. Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. You've been a marvellous audience. We're very, very grateful to you. So may I say to you, up the National Health Service. Up the National Health Service. Thank you very much.
That programme was the last in the series.